even take into account children or the process of old age. Jeff is literally walking from golf to golf, and he started Port Augusta in South Australia. His inspiration is his niece Nikki, who suffered from deaf blindness and who passed away about 4 years ago. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Hello, Nicole. I'm in Hawker in South Australia. It's about 105 kilometres north of Port Augusta. And I got here via the western side of the Flinders Ranges and came over the ranges for a good trial of all of my gear so that I'll know how it's going to stand up.
And what gear do you have with you?
Oh, I've got a backpack and a tent, a sleeping bag. I've got an amateur two-way radio that I can sling an antenna up and speak to people around Australia on that. I have a mobile phone, but that will run out of range in a couple of days, and I'll then have a satellite telephone. And I have batteries to run those things, and I have water, and when I leave town, I have basic food for 4 or 5 days.
Jeff, why did you decide to do this solo? Why don't you have a support team with you?
Well, I guess it's my nature. I like to do things on my own. I have done. I've done a walk, 600-kilometre walk in Queensland up the coast from Coolangatta to Gladstone on all the islands and as much of the coast as I could. And I do enjoy my own company out in the bush, and then I enjoy being in town. And I enjoy a chat. Someone pulls up on the side of the road and asks me what the hell I'm doing out here.
And that's what you're hoping for, lots of that, so you can get the message out there. Jeff, this is something that was inspired by your remarkable niece, Nikki. Can you tell us what she was like?
She was a wonderful person, and very, very bright. She learnt foreign languages, travelled overseas, wheelchair-bound, as well as being deaf and blind. And towards the end, one of her carers, a young fellow, they fell very much in love, were to be married.
So she was engaged to be married?
She was engaged to be married, yes.
And how did you communicate with her, Jeff?
It's fingerspelling on her hand. So I'd hold her right hand and then I'd fingerspell with the normal deaf-mute fingerspelling, and she would be able to feel that. And then she could make some noises, which I couldn't understand as a general rule, but I could probably understand the yes-no. But I could get my brother or his wife, my brother Bill, his wife Lynn, and they could quite often get an answer. Otherwise, Nikki would hold my hand, my finger, and spell onto her hand so that I could get the answer to my question if I'd asked her a question.
Jeff, earlier today I was having a chat to Jane Badenko from the Deaf Blind Association, and she was a huge fan of Nikki also. She pointed out to me that you've deliberately chosen to walk along the old telegraph line. Why so?
It's symbolically along the line. It's not quite, but it is certainly south from South Australia up to the top. Symbolically because communications is almost an impossibility for a deaf-blind person. It cannot communicate at a distance. It always has to be tactile. And the communication between South Australia and Darwin at the time was the link that enabled the early settlers in Australia, all over Australia, to be able to communicate with England faster than the speed of the ships at the time, the sailing ships at the time.
How much did the Deafblind Association help Nikki?
Oh, immensely. They provided carers to take Nikki out on to movies, to theatre, to restaurants, which of course gave Bill and Lynn respite from looking after Nikki, because it's a 24-hour job. And they provided escorts, etc., when Nikki went overseas.
It's really amazing that she wanted to try her French out. She thought her French was pretty good. She wanted to go over and try it out with other people suffering from deaf blindness as well.
Yes, indeed, yes. A very good emissary for Australia.
And the money you're raising will go toward that association. How much are you hoping to be able to give to them by the end of this journey, which should take you around 4 months?
Yeah, gee, that's going to have to be an answer for Jan. We don't know. We don't have a name. There is a lot of money required because although the volunteers for the deafblind who are Australia-wide can provide personnel, they do need money for providing activities and outings. And in a lot of cases, transport, so that they can move the people from their homes to an activity centre and back again.
Because they can't leave their homes without having some assistance.
Yes, they can't use public transport, and they certainly can't drive.
And how important are interpreters in the Deafblind Association?
Well, just about everybody that's a carer in the Deafblind are very versatile, very accomplished with speaking to the Deafblind. And I went to an outing in Manly just on my way here by public transport, and there was an outing there, and there would have been 20 Deafblind people there. And it was all a busy bustle of people going from table to table as we sat down and had lunch at Manly, with people meeting up with others they'd met before and having quick conversations, moving on to the next one, and then the carers talking normally to each other. It's quite a day, quite an eye-opener for me to see a large group of people like that.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're still continuing your walk, having some rest in there as well. And on Friday, the publican at one of the towns you stopped in at was very generous, I hear.
Oh, very much so. Well, actually, everybody's been very generous. The Republican here at Hawker, he put the hat around and raised $150 in a very short time. And both the caravan parks, the one in Corn and the one here at the Flinders Ranges Caravan Park, they've donated my fees as well. So they're looking after me as well.
Well, best of luck. A very long, lot of miles ahead of you, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Jeff Johnson walking from the Spencer to the Gulf of Carpentaria, and it's all in the name of the Deafblind Association and a woman he was very, very close to, his niece, Nikki. We're about 3 minutes away from the 5 o'clock news.